Unit 5. The invention of the modern printing press. Prior to the 1300s, books were a scarce commodity in Europe. Each new copy of a text needed to be tediously copied from an earlier edition by hand. The workers charged with producing books were called scribes, and it often took a single scribe over a year to complete just one book. The extensive labor involved, coupled with the fact that book pages were made out of vellum, carefully treated and stretched animal skin, ensured that only the richest medieval Europeans could afford to own a book. Yet at this time, the continent was slowly beginning to emerge from the Dark Ages. General wealth and literacy rates were rising, culminating in a heightened demand for books. Bookmakers of the 1300s and early 1400s sought to meet this demand by adopting printing technologies from Asia. The most notable was a Chinese technique known as woodblock printing. A word, a sentence, or an entire page was carved into a block of wood, ink was applied to the surface, and the block was pressed onto a sheet of vellum, cloth, or paper. While woodblock printing eliminated the need for text to be handwritten, it failed to increase the production of books in any dramatic fashion. The woodblocks were very delicate, cracking easily, and the carvings faded quickly. Moreover, the time it took to create the carvings was still substantial. In the 1430s, a metalsmith named Johann Gutenberg began work on an improved printing press. In place of wood blocks, he employed metal movable type, a technology that had been invented centuries earlier in Korea, but gone underutilized. Using a durable alloy mixture, he fashioned small metal stamps for each of the 26 letters of the Latin alphabet. These stamps could be placed in whatever arrangement was needed to print one page of a book and then rearranged to print the next one. The ease of arranging the movable type compared to carving a block of wood greatly reduced the effort involved in book printing. Working with this press, a single person could now produce hundreds of copies of a book per year. Gutenberg also pioneered the use of longer-lasting oil-based inks and printed on low-cost paper in addition to vellum. The impact of Gutenberg's invention on European society became evident immediately. Before the close of the century, thousands of printers were in business, mass-producing hundreds of thousands of books. Prices plummeted, giving ordinary people access to written texts for the first time in history. Whereas previously books had dealt primarily with religious matters, these new books covered a greater variety of subjects, and different European vernaculars were featured alongside the standard Latin. Philosophical and scientific ideas from ancient Greece and Rome, as well as discoveries being made by contemporary thinkers, were rapidly diffused throughout the continent. Seen in this light, the printing press can be understood as one of the most important factors propelling Europe into the Renaissance in the 16th century, a period that ushered in the modern age.